More than 1,200 New Yorkers have died from COVID-19. More than 66,000 across the state now have the virus. Governor Cuomo revealing the latest numbers in an increasingly grim tally. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell has been listening in on the governor's remarks today. Peter, what else did the governor have to say?
The governor again is talking about supplies and the fact that hospitals in the city are really doing their best now to share resources when it comes to personnel and supplies, especially with the city system. If there is one hospital that's overwhelmed, there is an effort to get personnel and supplies to that hospital. The governor is again stressing the need for distancing. He says he knows it's boring to be at home, but the alternative is a lot worse. And one of the other points he made is that this is not about politics when it comes to the president or anybody else. It is a nonpartisan issue. It's about getting everybody the help that they need and making sure we can flatten the curve.
And Peter, the governor is looking for relief forces for those on the front line, even with the return of retired healthcare workers to the hospitals and such.
So there are more than 70,000 people who have volunteered to step forward, retired doctors, nurses, etc. But there are a lot of healthcare providers on the front lines who are getting sick. So the governor put out an urgent plea. He says if you are a healthcare worker elsewhere in the country where there is not a major problem, please come here to help. The folks who are working need a break, they need relief, and when the time comes and the apex passes here, he says New Yorkers will return the favor and go to where they are needed to provide care.
Latest from Governor Cuomo from WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.